Let's go to the Word of the Lord. And let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Move this thing up. I think I'm brushing it. Okay. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. Is that okay now? Okay. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Another place says, freely eat. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it. Just this it, just this one. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. All the rest of them, God's good. All the rest of them we can eat. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, little g, gods, knowing good and evil. Now, stop right there. Let's go to Jeremiah, and I want to read two verses there, 10 and 10. But the Lord is the true God. Notice he is the capital of all gods. He is the true God. He is the living God. He is the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have made the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. The ones that are just here, but they didn't create anything, they too shall perish. I want to talk about the realm of the gods this morning. The realm of the gods. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. A realm is a territory. It's a domain in which a sovereign overrules any that enter into that community. If you enter into a realm, you are among other people that are alike. If you're in the social realm or you're in a different realm of any kind, you are involved with other people that are like you because you've entered into a different realm. And there are two basic realms that exist today. There is a spiritual realm and there is a fleshly realm. And this fleshly realm consists of mortal humans, people, flesh and blood. And then there is a spiritual realm, which is the spirit of gods, the unseen. There's the seen, and there is the unseen. How many of you believe in the unseen? You better believe in the unseen, because he that's seen me, he said, seen the Father, but I haven't seen him like Thomas did. So I have to believe in the unseen. And so when you were born into this earth, you were flesh and blood, and you were born into it. You were born into the earthly realm. You went from nowhere, conception, two seeds come together, and then by no choice of yours, you showed up. And you showed up in this fleshly realm, and you didn't choose to have a carnal mind as you grew up. But that carnal mind goes along with the fleshly realm. Because anybody that's in the flesh will start out with a carnal mind. Nobody has to teach children how to steal, to lie, to hide things, and this sort of things. And the flesh will always conform to the things of the world unless the mind has been transformed into doing the will of God. So you start out in this earthly realm with a fleshly realm, it's an earthly mind, a carnal mind, to do your own will and not the will of God. But a spiritual realm is where the gods, G-O-D-S, and I want to declare from the beginning, we have the only capital G. But there are many spirits. There are many gods out there other than our God. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God of all gods. He is over the spiritual and the earthly realm. But just as you was born into the fleshly realm, listen close, you are also born into the spiritual realm because you will become either the children of obedience or the children of disobedience. You will be born into the spiritual realm. We only talk about as Christians being born again into to our Father is God. But let me tell you, there's another Father too, the Father of this world, the Father of lies. And you were, believe it or not, you were born into that before you were born into this. You were born into it. Watch, Ephesians 2 and 1. And to you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein times past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. They're children. Anytime you see children, there's a father somewheres, right? How many of you don't have a father? Let me see your hand. You all have a father. Among whom also we all had our conversations, you too, in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. You too were born into the sphere or the realm of the gods. Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, G-O-D, to the pulling down of strongholds. For we fight not against flesh and blood, right? But against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and rulers in high places. There's where the war goes on that you can't see. It's in a spiritual realm. So we read John 1 and 12. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. You are born into this thing, even to them that believe on his name. I want to show you first believe. To be born into the spiritual realm, you've got to believe in that realm. Then in verse 13 it says, which were born not of blood. Okay, we're born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. Notice he says, not of blood, not of flesh, and not of the will of man, but the will of God. Do you really know that it's he that chose you and not you choosing him? Do you really understand that you were ordained before you were born? Do you really understand the magnitude of God choosing you in spite of your failures and in spite of all that? He chose you. Wow. I didn't choose to be born into this world. My mom and dad made that choice for me. But you know what? God made a choice for me too. And so we see that when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he says in chapter 3 and 5 of John, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, capital S, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You have to be born into this realm. That which is born of flesh, he said, is flesh. And that which is born of spirit is spirit. You cannot be born unless God wills it. God has, it's like a king. You can't come into the presence of the king unless the king says, let him in. And in this kingdom is no different. Unless God says, enter in, you can't come in. And then 8 and 44 of John says, ye are speaking of this other realm. Now watch closely. He's speaking to these children of disobedience. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I won't ask how many ever told a lie, but I know who your daddy was. I know who your daddy was. So you had no choice of being born into this earthly realm, but being born into the spiritual realm, you have to choose. Even if God chooses you, you've got to accept. You've got to receive. You are born into the realm, from the flesh into the realm of the gods, the realm of the spirit. Everybody is born again. This is what I'm trying to teach you. Now, we're born again into this kingdom of God, capital. But everybody is born again. This earthly realm, we walk, we sleep, we get up, you fulfill the lust of whatever you want to do, perhaps. But this spiritual realm, you don't walk into it, you don't wake up into it, you are drawn into it. This is what you've got to understand in my message this morning. You are drawn into this thing. You were born because you were drawn into it. And the first evangelist there ever was Satan. He was evangelizing the garden with his own gospel of murder and lies. For he was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And he drew her in to the realm of the gods. You can't enter the realm of the gods without being drawn into it. Satan was a murderer and a liar from the very beginning. He had a motive of murder, and his method was to lie to murder you. So when we look at Genesis 3 and 1, we see that the most subtle beast of the field was this serpent. This serpent. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? A question mark. He's doing what? Drawing her in. The best lie starts with the truth. Don't start with the lie first. Start with the truth to get me to believe in you a little bit. And once I believe in you a little bit, you can draw me in. And so he first says, did not God say that you could eat of the? Oh, yeah, that's what he said. But he was the most subtle, the most clever, the most deceitful, the most cunning beast of the field. And he's a liar and a murderer. His motive was to kill her by lying to her. What did Delilah do to Samson? What was her motive? Afflict him, kill him. How did she do it? Through lies. So the second verse says, and the woman, see, said unto the serpent, being drawn in, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. God's so good. But of the tree, the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst, we can eat of all the trees, plural, but this one tree in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Eve told the truth about God and God's goodness. Look at all the trees that we can eat of. It's just this one we can't eat of. She was happy with that. She was admiring how good God was. We can eat of all these trees, but just that one we can't eat of. And the reason is because we die if we eat of it. But I want to give you this morning the steps of being born again into the realm of the gods. We talk about, I'll give you the three steps, repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Ghost. That's to get into the kingdom of our God. But we all were born into the kingdom of the gods, or the realm of the gods, whether you realize it or not. And he began to draw her in through the steps of a carnal mind. A carnal mind. So verse 4, I'm going to give you three steps. Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Then he begins to dispute. So number one, the way you're born into the kingdom or the realm of the gods, first is seeds of doubt about your God. Seeds of doubt. People are masters. You hear me? Masters at throwing seeds of doubt. If I talk to enough people about me, you will find, I can find somebody to say, now that already Peter, you better watch him. Right? You see? And I can find somebody, brother, that knows a little something about him. And that guy, let me tell you, I'm not going to tell you anything, but you better watch him. And all I know is good. But that seed of doubt. We have to be careful that you're not the one planting seeds, because that's a carnal mind. So this serpent, the most subtle beast, he started off with some seeds of doubt. You won't die. And he began to talk negative about God. He begins to question God's sovereignty in his realm. Question that the goodness of God. Well, if he's so good, how come you can't eat of that tree? And you see, when you go through things in life, if you're not careful, you'll begin to question God and say, well, if God's so good, why am I so sick? If God's such a healer, then why am I going through this? And that's exactly what he wants to do, to get you to question God as to why can't I eat of this tree? Why am I going through this? And so these seeds of doubt hit her carnal mind. Verse 5, for God doth know, he knows what you don't know. God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. It was called the tree of what? Knowing good and evil. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the tree. Their fleshly eyes were already opened, but they would be born again into a realm of different kind of eyes. Because the Bible says they were naked and knew it not, when, as long as they were in this realm. But when they get into that realm, all of a sudden they see the same thing, but now it's good and it's evil. So number two, skeptical of God. Skeptical. You start questioning God's truth. I wonder what he's hiding from me. I wonder why he gave me that. Oh, he must want something in return. And you get skeptical, and you have this attitude of doubt about the validity of anything, including the truth. And then it becomes this, well, prove it. Just like I talked to you about Christ being tempted in the wilderness, it was all about proving it. It's an attitude of skepticism. I wouldn't ask you this morning, but I guarantee you, there's people we're skeptical of. You're skeptical of them. You may not know anything, but you're skeptical. And then you move into the suspicious. Suspicious of God. Not, it's past skeptical. Suspicious is when you're beyond skeptical and now you believe the evil. You believe evil of someone or something. It is the inclination to believe evil. That's what suspicious is. And believing is always the precursor to being born again. I hope I'm not losing y'all. But once he gets you suspicious, you start believing that. You know, he is hiding something from me. Maybe he ain't as good as I thought he was. Maybe that tree gives me better life. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, that's good. She took the fruit thereof, that's bad, and did eat. She consumed it and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. They swallowed it. Now, when they swallowed it, you see, she first believed. When you get into any spiritual realm, you have to believe because you cannot see it. Hope I'm not losing you. But to get into the spiritual realm, you first have to believe. And so she believed that it was what Satan said. God's hiding something from me. And she was born again. The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew. They stepped into the realm of the gods. They stepped into the realm of the knowledge of good and evil. They see the same thing they saw before they swallowed it, but now I see it different. I see it different. They were born into it. Now they have a different kind of eyes. They're not physical eyes. They have that. They didn't lose that. But now they have these spiritual eyes. And now that they see their sin, they want to hide. They didn't hide yesterday. And that's why the Lord had to say, Adam, where are you? You wasn't hiding yesterday. Who told you? What realm did you step into to know this? And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They're hiding all of a sudden. They had a born again experience into the realm of the gods. Remember, Adam was born of the dust. But now he's born into the realm of the gods. And you may say, not me. You're wrong. You're wrong. Satan drew them in. He drew. To get into the realm of the gods, you are drawn in. You can't just walk into there. You are drawn into it. And Satan drew them into this spiritual realm with lies and murdered them because he is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. His agenda is to kill your soul. They were drawn in of their own lust, like Brother James says, enticed, and it brought forth sin. And when sin is finished, my brother, it brings on murder. It's death. And now Adam and Eve have two sons. One is righteous and one is unrighteous. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge and good and evil. One of them is a liar and becomes a murderer and tries to snuff out the truth. So there was enmity between the first two children, just like he told Eve, I will put enmity between thy seed and his seed. So we see from the very beginning the struggle that will go on in the spiritual realm. What did he kill him for? Because he was a good farmer? No. He was a good shepherd? No. Because he offered a respectable sacrifice to God. And the little gods don't want you to serve the God. So he snuffed out his life with lies. Where's your brother? I don't know. Brother? I got a brother? I don't know. My brother. I'm not my brother's keeper. Liar and a murderer. Whoo! Hallelujah. I hope y'all are getting this. And the Bible says it wasn't until Seth was born, and then Seth had Enos, then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. But we read down in Noah's day that he destroyed all flesh because their thoughts were evil. How often? Continually. Now, I will tell you why I don't think small children, before they reach the age of accountability, are lost. It's because they haven't been born into the spiritual realm. They have not been born into the realm of the gods. Because you are first born into the realm of the gods, then you're born into His kingdom. And that whether you realize it or not, we were all born into the realm of the gods. Yeah. And we were all deceived, just like Eve, with seeds of doubt, skeptical of the truth, disobedient to parents and children of disobedience, right? Suspicious. And we believed that that won't hurt us. Just won't hurt. And just to show you, Revelation 12 and 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out. This is after a retro look about creation. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, the one that got Eve, called the devil and Satan. He's all of these. He's not three in the Godhead either. And which deceiveth the whole world. The whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. He is the one. An old saying in my day and time said, the devil made me do it. And I will tell you, if you've ever sinned, he got you too. If you ever had to choose between good and evil, and you knew one was wrong and the other one was right, you ate the wrong. You ate that fruit too. And if you ever tried to hide anything, then you're a children of disobedience. If you ever lied, I know who your father is. So you too were born into the realm of the gods, whether you understand that or not. James says it well, that we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed. And I've told you that. It ends up in death. And you cannot enter into the spiritual realm unless you are drawn into it. And the same is true of the children of obedience. You must be drawn into this thing. John 6:44, no man come to me except the Father which hath sent me, draw him. And I will raise him up on the last day. You are drawn into this thing. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. Jesus said that if I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You have to be drawn into the spiritual realm. And if you are drawn in, you first cannot get in unless you believe. Eve believed that report, and it drew her in. You will not ever be born again until you first believe that He is a rewarder and a rewarder of them that diligently seeks Him, and it draws you in to His kingdom. And our minds must be transformed so that we are not conformed to this world and keep making the same mistake and live by the works of the flesh, but by the fruit of the Spirit. Our minds must be transformed that we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Just as you were born into this world, so are you born into the spiritual realm crawling. I've never seen a baby born start walk or talk. But after a while, they start walking and they start talking. And the same is true in this spiritual realm. You first are born into it and you start taking little crawling steps, and before long you're walking and you're talking, and guess what? You're living it. You live it. And too many people are hypocritical. They walk in the flesh and talk in the spirit. It's all bless God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But their walk is in the flesh, but their talk is in the spirit.
But anybody that walks in the Spirit will talk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. You cannot walk in the Spirit and walk in the flesh at the same time. It is impossible. Ooh, I got a lot and I'm gonna quit. We have to get connected to God in the spiritual realm. The way you get connected to God is be caught up. I don't care how many hours you pray the Pharisees prayed. They prayed long prayers. I don't care how much you fast, you can fast. They fasted. They never contacted God. It's not about the duration. It's about entering into His presence. And unless He says, come, you can't get there. But you hath He quickened. Quickened means to come alive and to bring into the presence of a living God. You hath He quickened. And so we find that we are caught up. We're caught up. Even the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain will be what? Caught up. The first man, Adam, brought death, but the last man, Adam, was a quickening spirit, and it catches you up. Well, let me say this. You see, so many times that in immaturity, just go back to when you got the Holy Ghost and look at where you are today, and I hope it's an improvement. But many times when kids, children, are trying to get the Holy Ghost, if you notice, there's a lot of music going on. A lot of loudness going on. Somebody's shouting. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. What I'm trying to tell you is they're not mature enough to be still and know that I am God. And what happens is, you see, if you just set a child out here and say, get the Holy Ghost, their mind is 1,000 other places. But what happens is if you surround them with other people, it channels their mind to where they can be caught up. Caught up. I'm not saying that I'm just saying that's what happens. But after a while, my brothers and sisters, after doing this a while, you ought to be able to stand up a while and you ought to be still and know. You look at all the great experiences of the Bible. Honey, it was just them and God. Them and God. And Jacob was alone. And Job said, I lay on my bed in the hairs of my head. Paul said, I was caught up to the third. You think he'd be caught up to the third heaven singing, everybody singing around him? Everybody shouting around him? No. I'm just telling you, you're going to know God when you get still. Be still and know that I am God. Lord, 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 I don't have time. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You see what it says? It didn't say he that visits the secret place of the Most High. It said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. It's where you live. It's where your meditation is day and night. David said, I lay upon my bed and I do meditate upon the Lord. Hey, you get caught up, hallelujah, with, you know, all these other things that used to help you get into that realm now are a distraction from getting into that realm. Are there any mature Christians here? Hallelujah. At some point, you've got to mature to where you don't need any mechanics. You don't need anybody else. It's just you and the Lord. And be quiet, and you'll hear from God because you are caught up into that realm. So I hope I helped you this morning. I'm not going to leave you there. We were all born into this kingdom. Thank you. We were all born into the realm of the gods, but Christ came as God. He came, Mary's boy. God cannot be tempted, neither tempteth he any man. But Jesus was Mary's boy and God's son. So he was tempted in all ways, such as us. And he showed that a man can live on earth if he has God, G-O-D, the capital G-O-D, and he lives in that realm, then he will not be induced or seduced to that realm of the little gods. That's a lower level. There's a real world out there, my brothers and sisters, besides the one you sit in here. And you better know that. God bless you. Take a quick break. We'll come back for morning worship.